Hi, welcome to the Preacher Parker Show, the one place to go for real truth, real conversations, real interviews, and positive feedback, positive energy, and always try to spread nothing but love and good stuff. But at the same time, I speak from my heart, I speak my truth, I also speak how I feel. And not all the time I'm going to be factual, not all the time I'm going to be accurate and truthful with 100% of what I say. It's just how I feel in my opinions. You have the right to be biased. You have the right to disagree with me. I would love for you to spread those things in the comments below. Spread your love. Spread it out there. Share it. Sample it. Whatever it is that gets you on the right track. That you is the right energy to say, hey, this is the Preacher Parker Show. This is where the stuff is at. This is where the action is. So to introduce myself, my name is Jamar Parker, but people call me Preacher Parker. And the reason why people call me Preacher Parker is not because I'm an actual preacher. I'm nowhere near a preacher. But what I am is a man, the way I speak. Sometimes you feel like I'm preaching so much, and tell us the way I talk to you, the way I express myself, it feels like a preacher. It's just a nickname I picked up from a bunch of people who have said things about me and always used to say, hey, Preacher Parker. But I first got it from my wife, my lovely wife, who sat there and said, hey, Preacher Parker, I like that. And it just became a thing, and I've been using it ever since. So, enough about that. Let's talk about who I am. Who I am is a man that was originally from Brooklyn, New York, Brownsville. Woo-woo, you know how it is. But hey, enough about that Brownsville life. That's just who I am, where I came from. But I didn't grow up my whole life there. I've been living in multiple places, multiple locations. I lived in Arizona. I lived in Texas. I lived in California. I lived in Georgia. And now I reside in a beautiful place in Winter Haven, Florida. It's a beautiful area, beautiful town, great scenery, friendly people for the most part. You know, just it's the right kind of energy and the right kind of people I like to be around, so I don't feel that negativity, because negativity can really bring you down, really just kill your whole mood. And that's something I don't like. I don't want to change the mood. I like to uplift people. And I hope I'm around a circle of people that like to also uplift others. Now, with this show, the Preacher Parker Show, there's a lot of things you're going to hear. I'm going to talk on things as far as politics, not too deep into it, but I'm going to say a few things about it. I am also going to talk about what's going on with our youth, our neighborhood, our community, people of multiple cultures. I am going to talk about black people because I am a black male myself. I'm going to talk about how uplifting people, how to spread positive love, and how to change the mood and the scenery from where you're at. My main goal and focus right now is to move you, shake the foundation of your home, get you off your feet, and start you on a new chapter, a new beginning, and to put you in a position where you're not only able to do things that you never thought you could do before, but you're going to see things in a different perspective. And I hope it brings enough energy and impact to make you get up tomorrow or even today and start doing something different. Different is very important, because doing the same thing over and over again, I know y'all hear it all the time, it's insanity. To do the same thing and expect different results. And trust me, I've been doing it for a long time. Working the same field, working the same job, working the same amount of hours, pursuing the same careers, and still staying in the same position, trying to figure out why. Why can't I move forward? Why can't I have something better? Why hasn't my salary increased? Why hasn't my health got better? Why haven't I increased in my knowledge and education? Why haven't I helped out more people? And all these things happen based on the things and changes that you have to make to make those things happen. And to make those things happen is persistence, it's consistency, it's the circle you be around, it's the friends you hang with, and it's the people that you look up to as leaders. And we all need somebody that we can look up to, not idolize, key word, not idolize, but to look up to. Because looking up to people that's doing something that you want to do, a passion that you choose, sometimes you got to take a little bit of everything they done and it's figure out what it is that they did and then pin it together and what you can do to change the environment that you now live in for the better. And not just only for you, but for your spouse, your significant other, your family, your children, your best friends, the people that's in your circle, the people that look up to you, your workplace, wherever it is that you're trying to do or pursue or to help. You have to start off with yourself. You are the most important vessel on this earth. It's you. You first. And then after you, everybody else falls into place. I know it sounds selfish, but honestly, a lot of y'all put your other people first. And at the end of the day, you're tired, you're stressed, and you're trying to figure out why you're not where you want to be in life. focus on you. 2020 should have been the biggest reason to focus on you. Because look at the outcome. Look what's going on right now in the year 2020. Look at all the things that's been happening. And you say, man, can it get any worse? And the answer is yes, it could get worse if you don't get up and do something. All I'm trying to do, people, is try to find that little niche, that little something that pumps you up every day. Because I can look outside anytime. I can look at the news anytime. I can look on TV. I can go on my phone and look through social media. And I can always find something negative or positive. And I can always find something that uplifts me. And I can always find something that's going to keep me down, keep me stressed, keep me angry, and not pursuing what I need to pursue. So as Patricia Parker, all I want to do is make your motivation to help you. Helping is not an easy thing, people. Because you're going to help me as well. You're going to help me not only grow, but you're going to help me grow as a person, become a better individual, and to understand you from your perspective, not just mine. Because there's always two sides of the story. And right now, I want to hear your story. And of course, as I was going back to what I was saying earlier, the Preacher Parker Show, I'm planning on interviewing a lot of people, having a lot of guest people on my show. We're going to do a lot of things to get to hear real life stories, real situations, and what it is. That's putting them down, that's pushing them back, that's holding them. And what can we do as an audience and as a listener to really give them that drive, that passion, that motivation, that spirit of energy to say, hey, we can get out of this together and we can find a way. And if there's a way to help them, let's do it. Let's do it, America. Let's do it, people from all over the world. But right now I'm talking to my audience that's right now, right here listening. We can do something. I'm hoping I can change your minds or the way you look at life. I'm hoping I can stop you from being depressed. And I truly hope I can find you in a way to get you on that spiritual, universal, whatever belief that you have, journey on a way that's going to make your life better for the long run. And I mean the long run. As a Preacher Parker Show, this is going to be something that's going to be spectacular. I promise you. I have a lot of great topics to talk about, a lot of topics I want to talk to on my own, and a lot of topics, like I said again, it's going to be a lot of guests, and we're going to have a lot to talk about. It's going to be some laughter, but at the same time, it's going to be very, very serious, because I'm a very happy guy, but I take certain things very serious, especially when it's coming down to our children, especially when it's coming down to our females, especially when it's coming down to our young men out there who are lost in this world and who needs that guidance. That mentorship, that leadership, and that's what I'm aiming for, to drive you towards that. Man, it feels good. It feels good to be alive. It feels good to be in a good place. The year is almost over. And I'm telling you right now, don't let 2020 end in a disaster. There's always time to stop, pursue, and fix. I hope you enjoyed this first episode of the Preacher Parker Show, because I promise you after this, I'm going to talk about what's holding us back, what's mentally messing with us, and what it is that's demasculating us, putting us down, and causing us to have mental health issues because of the things that we see and what it is that's making us depressed and making us more angry. And if you look at the way 2020 is going, there's a lot of anger out there. There's so many different reasons why people are angry. Let's find out why, and let's find out what we could do to change that. This has been the Preacher Parker Show. Please stay tuned for the next episode. Subscribe, share, comment, and please put a thumbs up for that like. And we're out, baby.